Welcome again to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp in studio with my wife, Jean. We're from Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. And our guest today is Fred LeClaire. Fred LeClaire is a Marine. At the age of 17, he enlisted and served 3 years in the Marines. He was discharged in 1958 and then started his career as a 45-year member of the banking community. Fred has been involved with the Marine Corps League, which is going to be our topic of discussion today. He served as the detachment commander in 2012 and 2013. He's now a member of the Board of Trustees, and he is a recipient of the National Distinguished Citizen Award, which is the highest award that the Marine Corps League and the National Commandant can present. So, Fred, we thank you for joining us in studio, and welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'd like to thank you and Jeannie for all the support you've given the Marine Corps League over the last several years and to give me a chance to explain the Marine Corps League.
We thank you so much. As you know and our listening audience knows, we try to bring information to our military community, our veteran community, of the resources that are available to them. As we always say, we do not have a better country because of our veterans. It's because of our veterans that we have a country. And we want to reach out and provide whatever information we can. And today, as representative of the Marine Corps League, we just wanted to have you explain what is the Marine Corps League and how did all of this come about as far as the community services that are available through the Marine Corps League.
I'm always surprised that so few people are aware of the Marine Corps League and what they're all about. In order to understand the Marine Corps League, you have to look at it a little differently than think of some other things. Marine Corps League was formed back in 1937 under the direction of General John Lejeune to bring Marines together in a fraternal organization. The objective was to promote patriotism, take care of veterans, and to help the communities in which the Marine veterans lived. The organization is developed with members of both the Marine Corps active duty. There are also Marine reservists. There are retired Marines. There are all Marine veterans, members of the Fleet Marine Force, Naval Corpsmen, are also permitted to be regular members of the Marine Corps League, and chaplains, naval chaplains who serve with the Marines and were with them for at least 90 days are all eligible to be regular members of the Marine Corps League. I'm sure you've always heard things about once a Marine, always a Marine. Well, this is part of the whole philosophy that once you are a Marine, you've earned the title. Title is never given, it's earned. When you earn your Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, you're a Marine for the rest of your life, not just for your tour of duty. The idea of Marines coming together as a group for the rest of their lives is fully encompassed by the Marine Corps League, who work in their local communities to improve their communities, to take care of their veterans, to make sure that patriotism is always exposed in their community, and to assist their communities to make them better communities.
The scope of the league, we're talking now, you're associated with the Downingtown Detachment, Chester County Marine Corps League. But we're looking at a national program here, are we not?
We are. The Marine Corps League is a national organization in almost every state in the country. There are over 70,000 active members of the Marine Corps League in almost every community in the United States. It's divided into what they call departments. A department is a state-level organization of the Marine Corps League. They are supported by another 40,000 auxiliary members, and they have many subsidiary organizations, such as the Devil Dogs and the Young Marines, that are active all through the country.
So this is another one of the best-kept secrets of the country. It seems like every time we bring up a subject like this, that there are so few people that really know of the Marine Corps League. Locally in Downingtown, how many members do we have?
Members of our detachment are voting members of the detachment. There are about 200 members of the detachment in total. There are about 35 active members who carry out all the duties of the detachment.
And they're, when you say voting members, then they would be members that are Marines, but you also then have other types of memberships available, do you not?
We do. They're called associate members, who are non-voting members. Associate members are people who want to support the Marines and the Marine Corps League and all of our activities, who swear an oath to support all the other members and to keep the ideas and goals of the Marine Corps League intact.
Okay. With that, you also are tied in, I think we had talked before the show, that you're kind of in partnership with the Veterans Administration. How does that all tie in?
We work with all of the veterans groups. We work with American Legion. We work with the VFW. We work with the Vietnam Veterans of America. We work with the Purple Heart Group. We work with the Disabled American Veterans groups. Many of our members of our detachments are members of these other groups also. We work with the veterans community through the Office of the Veterans Affairs in Chester County. The director is Lawrence R. Davidson. They're at 601 Westtown Road, Suite 385, P.O. Box 2747, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380-0990. Their telephone number is 610-344-6375. When there's a question about veterans' benefits or what the veteran may need in the way of medical care or burial details, all of that information is basically referred to the Office of Veterans Affairs in Chester County.
So with that, our listening audience reaches beyond the scope of Chester County. So every county would then have a Department of Veteran Affairs, and we would then look to Montgomery County, Delaware County, Philadelphia County, what have you. And how would someone access that? Would they Google it?
My honest answer is I don't know. I do believe that it's true that almost every county has their own Department of Veterans Affairs who interacts with all the veteran agencies.
Okay, so that with that, and again, there are other detachments other than the Downingtown detachment. So we have many detachments throughout the state, so that our entire listening audience could access through the Marine Corps League and these other access, the other resources that are available.
Yeah, the Marine Corps League has websites for both national and for the state level. If you want to contact the national on a website to find out what the Marine Corps League is all about, the services they offer and what they do, you go to www.mclnational.org. If you want to understand the state organization, you can go to a website that is www.pamclleague.org. And in Chester County, or probably, I don't know about other counties, but in Chester County, it's www.chestercountymcl.org.
So all of this information is available through these different organizations, where you'd have support groups and what have you that would help out in various areas. Also, you have a program. I think you have we talked about. You called it the Young Marine Program.
Young Marine Program is, again, throughout the country. Not all the counties have it. Chester County does not have one. Lancaster County does. That supports young people from 8th through high school. They have to be students. It's both male and female. They're taught skills of swimming, physical exercise, and it's a very good program where they swear off drugs, and it's a good program to bring the youth of America along with the ideas of the Marine Corps.
As far as your interaction with the community, you work with the Boy Scouts, with the Eagle Scout group and so forth, do you not?
We do. In Chester County, we have a very large group of Eagle Scouts every year. We have a very active Boy Scout organization in Chester County. And the National Marine Corps League authorizes us to issue a certificate of good citizenship to those achieving Eagle Scout. Every year, our detachment presents nearly 200 good citizenship awards to Eagle Scouts in Chester County.
So you really are involved with more than just veterans affairs and veteran activity. You reach out to the community and do a lot with young people then in various activities in order to, as you say, develop good citizenship and good values, swearing off drugs and what have you.
Patriotism and citizenship is a very big part of what we do.
You don't hear a lot of that anymore. Patriotism is not mainstream anymore. It's incredible. It's the feeling of entitlement, and it's just refreshing to hear that we have a group that is reaching out to young people.
Yes, our young people today, especially the boys, need mentors and people to guide them and help them along to help them become decent, civilized young men.
We're always surprised when we go to schools and talk to students and participate in fairs that students are apparently not taught that when the flag passes in a parade, they should stand, remove their hat, put their hand over their heart, and respect the flag as it passes. We do our best to get that word out in every way we can, and we thank you for the chance to say it again today.
Yeah, that kind of drives me crazy when you're at a Memorial Day parade and everybody's sitting on the curb, and you find that people just, it's not that they try to disrespect it, they just don't know any better.
They don't know any better. That's,
no,
that's
nobody,
real,
nobody's
right.
Teaching them with that. When you say that you go to schools, are you invited to schools to talk on a regular basis?
We are. We don't do it as often as probably we'd like to. But Lionville School in Chester County is a good example of their leadership trying to interact with the veterans community and make their students aware of the sacrifices their veterans have made and what patriotism is all about.
Isn't the principal of that school a veteran?
He is not.
No, he's not. I thought there was one school that has a principal that's a veteran, and he's very big on trying to promote respect for the veteran community.
We are always delighted to work with that Lionville School. They make it an effort. They turn out for Memorial Day the entire student body of well-behaved students who come out, and we do a program where we have a flag raising and explain what Memorial Day is all about. And then later they have us all come back, veterans from all of the community, from American Legion, the VFW, Marine Corps League, and they go into the students' classrooms and talk with them about what experience in the military is about.
Why do Marines join the Marine Corps League? Is it for social or is it for community service? Trying to reach out to the community now and increase the numbers, obviously, of your ranks. What's the big motivating thing as far as getting new members? How do you bring that on to solicit them?
Usually the only way a Marine finds out about the Marine Corps League is that during his service in the Marine Corps, every 2 months he receives a magazine while he's on active duty printed by the Marine Corps League that talks about the organization and asks them to join. Active duty Marines do not have to pay a fee to join the Marine Corps League. We find that usually Marines are not active in the Marine Corps League until about the time they retire. If we can get younger men to join, it's a big help because there's a lot of work to do and more hands make light work. When we talk to a Marine about joining the Marine Corps League, we talk to them about why the Marine Corps League exists. It's so the things that they learned in the Marine Corps about how to get things done can be used to serve their communities, to generate patriotism in those communities, to educate the youth, and to help other veterans who need help in whatever way we can help them. A lot of them seem to like to participate in parades. A lot of them like to work on our marksmanship programs where we participate in shooting matches with both pistols and rifles. We participate in going to schools, as we talked about with Lionville. One of the services that we provide is that we have collection booths around the county where people who don't know what to do with unserviceable flags can turn those flags into those places. One of them is Brandywine Flags in Exton, Pennsylvania, who gladly turns over their unserviceable flags to us.
Yeah, we literally collect thousands of flags over the year to be destroyed properly.
It's incredible how someone will come in and buy a flag and they'll ask, what do I do with my old flag? And we say, we'll bring it in and then we'll retire it for you. Next thing you know, they show up, they have like 8 of them. And they say, you know, we had these in our closet. We didn't know what to do with them, but here they are. So we literally collect thousands of flags every year. And they're retired actually on Flag Day. On June 14th, there's a burning ceremony. In fact, we were at one of your ceremonies at Marinelli Park, where you actually perform the burning ceremony. And it's a very inspirational event where you show the proper respect. You go through the different procedures and what have you, and how the flag is properly retired. And a retirement flag is one where it's either faded or torn or tattered or whatever, where it has served its useful life. And at that point, then, it is retired effectively on June 14th. So with that, you do have a number of community events that you become involved with that are non-military, if we can say that.
Absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to say about the flags is that the other two booths, one of them is right outside our detachment home on Chestnut Street in Downingtown. It's a mailbox that's been painted red, and it's a depository for flags. We have another one in Parksburg. I can't remember the name of the insurance agent there offhand, but it's another red box right on Route 30 in Parksburg. And we take these flags on a regular basis. We don't call it burning it. We call them committing them to the flames. We play taps and we say words over them, and we have a military ceremony on a regular basis to retire those flags. Some of the things that we do that we're very proud of is that one of the ways we raise money to do all of these things is through our golf outing. We have a fourth year of our annual golf outing that raises money, and I'll talk more about that later on. But we also have a Marine Corps birthday ball for November the 10th every year. Every Marine that's ever served kind of thinks of the Marine Corps birthday as a holy day. And all over the world and all over the country, Marines gather to celebrate that with a ceremony. Ours will this year be on November the 6th at the Downingtown Country Club. And all Marines who wish to contact the detachment are invited to attend the ceremony. We will be glad to have them come. There's a fee to attend, but it's not a money-making affair. We do it to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday.
With the Marine Corps ball being one of your social events, you're also reaching out to the community in many other ways. I understand you have a scholarship program.
We have several scholarship programs. Some are at the national level, some are at the state level. And locally, we have at least three programs that we sponsor scholarships. One is the Brandon Hardy Scholarship that we award to an ROTC student at Westchester University each year. We have recently developed a program with the Westchester University veterans who are not in ROTC and partnered with the Downingtown VFW to provide about $5,000 in scholarships to non-ROTC veterans attending Westchester University on a need basis.
Wow. So we're talking significant involvement in the community, reaching out to the entire community. with scholarship programs and others. This is, again, it's one of the best kept secrets that people hardly even know about this. How does one apply for a scholarship?
They apply through Westchester University, through their student group. There's a veterans organization at Westchester University. They have a representative. They have a board, and on that board is one of the members of our detachment, and they work together to determine who should get the scholarships.
Okay, now that's your local Downingtown detachment that sponsors that scholarship.
That is correct.
Okay, now you said that also there are state programs and national programs also available. So this isn't just limited to Chester County. This is the entire Philadelphia area, is the southeast region, is the entire state, and nationally as well.
Those are limited to the children and grandchildren of Marine members of Marine Corps League who apply for the scholarships and are granted. All of the money that's available is divided up among those that apply that qualify.
So when you say members of the league, so that should encourage Marines to join the league so that their children and grandchildren could become eligible for the scholarships.
Couldn't hurt.
Wow. So here, this is another reason that we're trying to bring this to the community. And today, here is another resource that's available. Just participate. Become involved. And all of a sudden, now you have the ability to apply for scholarships and help your children and your grandchildren.
And help your community at all times.
That's great. And again, we encourage everyone to, you know, that in the Marine community to research your local detachment, whether it be in the region here in southeastern Pennsylvania or anywhere in the state. If you have family or friends that are Marines that are anywhere in the country, encourage them to look into these programs that are available to be a benefit to you. It's incredible.
Because the government doesn't take care of our veterans, any organization that does help our veterans is very valuable in our communities. So keep that in mind.
On that vein, the Marine Corps League, both at the national, state, and local levels, participate with the National Foundation and the State Foundation for grants for needy Marines and their families.
I guess I know, well, I'm assuming that many people are familiar with the Marine Corps League or the Marine Corps drive for the Toys for Tots.
That's it.
And you're involved in that also. That's a nationwide program as well.
We place hundreds of containers out there every year for businesses to collect Toys for Tots, and we turn them in to the collection center and have them distributed.
Very good. Looking also, you have a thing where you're providing packages and cards, letters from home to Marines. They're actually on the front lines.
Whenever we hear of a Marine that is on the front lines, we do our best to get those packages to them. We worked with another organization who was able to get them there quite frequently, and we've heard back from many of those recipients who got our boxes, who were very happy to hear that the people back home remembered them.
Very good. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side, and we'll continue the conversation.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net. Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp in studio with my wife, Jean. We're from Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. And our guest today is Fred LeClaire, who's with the Marine Corps League Downingtown Detachment in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. And in the first segment, Fred, we ended kind of with the packages that are sent to our troops and whatever. And we were talking during the break, and Jean, you wanted to comment that...
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, are forgetting that we still have boots on the ground in Afghanistan and I'm sure other places, which we're not supposed to, but we do. And our troops just love getting packages, cards, letters from home or from just strangers from America who, you know, recognize them. And they love to know that people are thinking about them and that we know they're over there and we care about them. There are several organizations that gather things up together, particularly at Christmas time, and send packages. But we've heard of like classrooms that will make up, all the kids will make cards and send them to the troops. But I'd like to just ask anybody that is interested to get together with some groups or someone in the community that do send these packages over at Christmas. One of the things that I do is I crochet or knit caps, like ski cap type things that the soldiers wear under their helmets. So if you have some kind of talent along those lines, that's great. Or if you want to donate things, candy, anything but chocolate and so forth and so on, or toiletries, and send a card, letter, whatever. They are so much appreciated. And I just would encourage everyone to, if they can find an organization that does that. If you don't have things to give or you don't want to do that, you can always help with the postage because the postage is very expensive. And a lot of these groups that are sending things are always looking for funds to support the postage that it costs to get the things over there. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
We also have a need for volunteers, I know, for the different hospital visits and what have you that you're involved with. Fred, talk about the VA and also Spring City, if you would.
Sure. The Marine Corps League has a national program to support the VAVS, the Veterans Administration Volunteer Services. And we keep a record of the hours that are spent by the Marine Corps League across the country, across the state, and locally. It is not unusual for one of our members to get an award for having served over 1,000 hours of volunteer services. They are there regularly. Our members work at the Coatesville hospital for veterans hospital at Coatesville on a regular basis, at least twice a month. They go into some of the wards where they don't get many visitors because they're locked wards. And we go in there and have bingo games, and sometimes that's the only outside visitors they'll have for the month will be the Marine Corps League coming in to hold a bingo game for them, and they're very appreciative of that. We have two people there on a regular basis, weekly, providing popcorn machines so that they have some activity. We deliver package to them at Christmas and Easter time. We coordinate with other organizations to do the same thing. We work very closely with the people at the Spring City Veterans Home, which is a state organization is funding that. All the veterans from all the services can go there and live when they're in a retirement and rehabilitation form. We regularly work with the Purple Heart organization to provide things that they need, help in the library, bookshelves for the library. There's a veterans memorial that we built there. Ongoing effort. Whenever we hear of a need, we do what we can to serve both at Coatesville Veterans Hospital and Spring City.
So with it, you also have like the auxiliary, I would assume, would be part of that, would they not?
Yeah, one of the things that we do that we're proud of at Coatesville Veterans Hospital that we partner with our auxiliary and with another detachment of Marine Corps League who are in Newtown Square called the Smedley Butler Detachment. We put on a picnic once a year for all the residents at the Coatesville Hospital. All of the food that we need to cook and prepare is donated by Wegmans in Downingtown, and all the Marine Corps League members, go cook that and serve it to all the veterans once a year. We have a great time doing it.
Great. So with this, there are services that are available. You provide huge services for the community, but also if there's someone that is looking to reach out, they could join you in the way of an auxiliary to help out and to volunteer their time.
Auxiliary members must be related to or have a close tie to a Marine some way, a father, brother, son.
Okay. So it's a family affair, if you would, on that.
Yes.
Okay. As far as the joining of the Marine Corps League, who is actually eligible?
The Marine Corps League itself is an organization that has several parts. To be a regular voting member of the Marine Corps League, a Marine has to have served 90 days or more on active duty and have an honorable discharge and proof as such by bringing his DD 214 or she. Also, Marine reservists are eligible who have earned 90 reserve retirement points and provide documentation. In addition, U.S. Navy chaplains who have earned the FMF badge by serving with Marines and Navy corpsmen who have served with the Fleet Marine Force in excess of 90 days and earned a Marine Corps device warrant on the ribbon are eligible as members, as regular members. For non-Marines that would like to join as associate members should discuss that their interest with the officers of the local detachment. The associate members are available to those willing to work for the same goals and objectives as regular members, but they're non-voting members. They should be supportive of the Marine Corps.
So if you're a Marine or family of Marine or friends of Marine, or you support those goals, and you can then petition for membership as an associate member.
The member would be processed and voted on by the membership and have to be of high moral character.
We talked about different local activities that you're involved with, and I know that one of them that is coming up is the annual golf classic, and it's held in memory of Brandon Hardy. Our listening audience may remember that we had Jill Hardy on as one of our guests a number of weeks ago. Brandon Hardy was Air Force 5 years, staff sergeant, and left the Air Force, and he forfeited both rank and pay to then enlist in the Marines, and he was deployed to Iraq. And on his first deployment, he was killed in an IED bombing of his Humvee. He and two of his fellow Marines were all three killed, and it was April 28th of 2006 in Iraq. And each year now, this is the fourth year that you've held this event. So, Fred, tell us about the golf outing that's scheduled for this year.
This is an event that we're very proud of that has worked out very well for us. This is our largest fundraising event of the year. Of course, we honor Brandon Hardy at our detachment as a local hero, and several of our scholarships are in his name, as well as we hold this golf outing in his memory. The main event at the golf outing is we invite all the amputee veteran golfers to come play as our guests. And the sponsorship of the people who sponsor the golf outing help pay and defray the costs of that as well. They are an important part of our golf outing, and we have a great time playing golf with our amputee veterans, and we are sometimes humbled by how well they play and how poorly we play. This has grown over the years, and we are always looking for more sponsors and more players, and we would love to have people join us. This year, the golf outing will be on the 21st of September. It will be held Whitford Country Club. And the person to contact to participate, either as a donor or as a participant player or come to the dinner, is Bob Campagna, the chairman of our golf outing. His phone number is 610-363-7174. I can tell you that I've had many pleasant experiences meeting with and working with the amputee golfers at the golf outing. I'd like to have you all come out. Have a good time.
We're coming this year, and we're very much looking forward to meeting these amputee golfers and having a good time that day.
We're coming not as golfers, but as
diners.
As diners. We're going to come to the dinner. So you don't have to be a golfer in order to participate in this event, do you, Fred?
We'll make room for everybody, find one way or another. It's not free, but it's fun.
So if you want to support this program, it's an excellent, excellent program, and it's a fun day.
So you have this buffet dinner at 3:30, and you have evening events, which include an open bar. Oh, that's good. And live auction, door prizes, and golfer gifts.
We actually have a lot of fun with the auction. A lot of items are donated by contributors, and people seem to enjoy acquiring those at the auction.
So this is a day that I think that everyone should consider.
It's fun.
So it's September 21st at the Whitford Country Club. And
it also gives you an opportunity to thank these amputee golfers and the other Marines that are in attendance for their service.
This is a great event. I'm glad that we're going to be part of it this year, Fred.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you. Some of the other programs that you're involved with, I know that we had, again, going back to one of our other programs that we had a number of weeks ago, we talked about the Honor Flight. Honor Flights are visitation, if you will, by World War II veterans, and now they're opening it up to Korean War veterans, whereby they would transport the veterans to the memorials in Washington, D.C., and each of the memorials are shown. They've got the Vietnam Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, World War II, the Air Force Memorial, and the Arlington Cemetery is the fifth spot that they stop at. And I know that your group is involved with chaperones for that, are you not?
We do provide chaperones at our own expense to travel with the veterans to Washington, D.C. and back and keep them company and make sure they're comfortable all day. We also provide a color guard when the group leaves in the morning, and when they come back at night, they're met by a Marine Corps League color guard, and we join them at the festivities at night at the dinner and have a great time. I can't believe how much the veterans appreciate the treatment they get on those trips, and we're more than happy to help out any way we can.
Yes, we've participated in the honor flights because we ride with the Warriors Watch riders, and we meet them on 95 at the rest stop at the Delaware and Pennsylvania border, and we escort them to St. Kevin's in Springfield to bring them home, and they are just wonderful, and you can just see they are beaming. They are so thrilled to be recognized, and that honor flight is an excellent opportunity for people to thank our veterans.
That's reason enough just to join the Marine Corps League, just to be part of the honor flight program. It's it's a great program, and there's tremendous rewards that you get.
It's the look on those guys' faces, and there's a lot of women there, too. A lot of women veterans attend as well, and it's really worth your time and effort to be part of that.
I think there's always a reason for a Marine to join a Marine Corps League. As you can see, there are many programs that they can get involved in, and if you want to sponsor a program, once you become a member, we'll give you the support you need to sponsor the program.
Wonderful.
One of the things that I might want to remind you of is that the Recorder of Deeds in Chester County is located at 313 West Market Street in Westchester. Their telephone number is 610-344-6331. The Recorder of Deeds will register veterans DD-214s so they can obtain their veterans benefits, particularly when they pass on and they need to go to the funeral director to get proof of their service. It'll already be on file at the Recorder of Deeds. While you're there, they'll take your picture, give you a veteran's ID card, and a list of merchants who will offer you discounts in Chester County.
We've had Nancy Becker on in the past, and Nancy is the Recorder of Deeds for Montgomery County. So every Recorder of Deeds for every county in this area is participating in the program. Nancy has a list of over 400 businesses that offer discounts to veterans. So we encourage you also to reach out to the Recorder of Deeds office, because that, again, is a benefit to you. There are 400 companies, 400 businesses that will offer you a discount with your veteran's ID. So something else that's available.
And you deserve that. Deserve these benefits, and you should reach out and collect them.
Yeah, don't let this pass. Don't let this fall by the wayside. You've earned these benefits, so please take advantage of them. You had talked about the honor flight and the honor guards. You also have a casket watch, do you not?
When we are requested by the families of a deceased Marine to provide a casket watch, we do that. We provide uniformed members to provide an honor guard of sorts by standing next to the casket during the viewing, and where possible, we provide honor guards at the gravesite.
One of the other things that we had talked about previously was the fact that you've worked with the officials at the Friends Meeting House. Tell us about that one, Fred.
One of the things that the Marine Corps League is very interested in doing is preserving the histories and traditions of the Marine Corps. We found that the first commandant of the Marine Corps, Samuel Nicholas, was buried in an unmarked plot at 4th and Arch Street at the Friends Meeting House there. We worked together to have the Department of Pennsylvania donate the funds to acquire a burial stone for the first commandant of the Marine Corps. We placed a marker at his grave. We worked with Friends Meeting House to have permission to do that. As they may or may not know, they do not mark many graves. We are then honoring that grave marker on significant holidays, and we'll continue to honor Samuel Nicholas as long as there's a Marine Corps League.
At the beginning of the program, I mentioned that you actually were awarded the Distinguished Citizen Award, and I can say now that you were presented that because of the work that you performed and you provided in order to get the recognition for Nicholas, and this was a direct the award was as a direct result of your involvement with this. So we thank you for that, and the fact that you or one person stood up and made a difference, and we now have this person being recognized, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Also, you have a wheelchair program, do you not?
It's not a wheelchair program. One of our members, who was a Vietnam veteran, had a son who was badly injured with chemicals in Iran. It took a while to get him diagnosed, and through government red tape and so forth, he wasn't getting the wheelchair that he needed. We were able to acquire a wheelchair for him until the government got their paperwork straightened out and got him one. I had that in mind.
Okay, so you were able to step in and help fill the need in advance of or because of the government bureaucracy, if you will.
That's what the Marine Corps League does. When we Marines take care of their own, when we know there's a Marine in need, we try to find a way to meet that need.
You also help with the National Medal of Honor Grove in Valley Forge, do you not?
We provide people to help clear the grounds and make sure they're ready. And when they ask us to participate in events, provide color guards, we provide anything we can. They're a wonderful organization.
Good for you. Speaking of the Medal of Honor Grove at the Freedom Foundation in Valley Forge, there's a concert tonight of the Quantico Marine Corps Band, and it will be held from 5:15 to 7:15. So here's something else that the Marine Corps is involved with, not necessarily the Marine Corps League, but again, it's another activity of the Marines, once a Marine, always Marine, and you're active throughout the entire community. So we invite the entire listening audience to come to the Medal of Honor Grove at Freedom Foundation tonight at 5:15 for this concert. I think it'll be a nice evening and a nice, a very nice concert. So we welcome all those to come to that. Fred, there was another thing that I know you wanted to bring up was the help that's available to veterans.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is a good idea is that we encourage all veterans, not just Marines, if they have something that they think is service-related and they want to talk to an expert, we strongly recommend that they talk to the director, Lawrence R. Davidson, at the Office of Veterans Affairs in Chester County. I assume this is true in most counties. The director of affairs, the director's address at 601 Westtown Road, Suite 385, P.O. Box 2747, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380-0990. Telephone number is 610-344-6375. Any veteran services that are available to you, they will know about and they will try to help you. There is Marine Corps League Foundations that just covers Marines that will grant cash assistance where it's needed to Marines and their families who need help. I'm sure there are other organizations that they know about that they can coordinate all of those. Feel free to talk to them. The other thing I'd like to make sure is that everybody knows is that if you would like to join the Marine Corps League and help us achieve our goals of patriotism, serving the community, and serving veterans, you can reach us at three different websites. For the national, to find out about the league, it's www.mclnational.org. For the Pennsylvania website, it's www.pamcleague.org. And locally in Chester County, it's www.chester.mcl.org. We would love to have you join us, participate, get back in that gung-ho spirit. Can do, will do, let's pull together. We'd like to see you there.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you for joining us. Again, there are so many resources that are available to the veteran community, and there are some that just go unused. And we encourage you to research these, to contact your local detachment, wherever you may be. If you have any questions at all, you can just go to the different websites and access it both on a national side. If you have family, friends that live across the country in some distant state, this help is available. So please reach out. You've earned this. You deserve this, and there are people there that are looking to help you. Again, I just wanted to reiterate the golf outing, Fred. I know that there are a number of sponsors that are very, very helpful in making this all come together for you. This is September 21st. It's at the Whitford Country Club. And I know that all those that would want to come would be more than welcome. And, Fred, you wanted to mention some of the sponsors that are very, very instrumental in making this come together.
Some of our sponsors are really outstanding. You probably all know Jeff D'Ambrosio Motors is a wonderful sponsor of ours. First Resource Bank is a wonderful sponsor. The Downingtown VFW is a great sponsor. The Vietnam Veterans of America, great sponsors. The Military Order of Purple Heart is a sponsor. The Disabled American Veterans, another great sponsor. Kraft Bus Company, another great sponsor. And there are many other individuals and businesses like Brandywine Flags that sponsor all the time. Ryan Taylor Insurance on Lincoln Highway in Parksburg also provides a box for unserviceable flags.
Fred, I thank you for being with us today. And we want to welcome everyone to visit us at Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. And as a listener on WFYL, we'd like to offer a discount of 20% on any item that you would purchase. So we have everything from historic flags to the U.S. flag, decorative flags, flag poles, both commercial and residential. So we invite you to visit us, and we thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.